So, how did you meet your husband?
I met him through my brother. They used to be surfers together, and I met him at the beach.
Oh, did you know like he was gonna be the one, or did you have like second thoughts?
I never thought about any of that. I just thought, he was good looking and very nice, so I liked what I saw.
Did he ever propose, or how did he propose?
He did propose after a year of dating, and we got married right away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Oh. Did you ever think about getting divorced?
I did get divorced.
You did, but did you ever like ever get that
I didn't
feeling?
thought about it with a while, but then towards the end of the relationship, I realized that it was not one for the other. So, yeah.
Okay. Do you have any favorite stories from your marriage or about your husband?
Yeah, he was very athletic. He will get up at 5 in the morning, go surfing all day, and he was a pro surfer. So we travel. What I really enjoy about the relationship is that we travel a lot. We went from the 101 and starting here in San Diego all the way to Canada, and then he surfed in every single beach, and I got to see all those little places and up north, and it was a very beautiful experience. We tent, we stay in nice hotels, we sleep in the car. It was awesome. So it's something that, it was really nice.
I didn't know you surfed. I didn't know that.
Oh, he was a professional surfer.
My dad?
No.
Oh, the other one
I'm
before him.
talking about my husband.
The other one, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so tell me about how you got into your line of work. Like your
I got
job.
onto my line of work.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's interesting because I had you already, and I always been doing like a business administration type of jobs, and then I got into mental health when I had Rocco, and it was really something different because it was all related. So I got into mental health, and I've been working in mental health for children for the last 8 years, which has helped me tremendously for Rocco's situation and to understand and got all sorts of support from my boss directly, from my coworkers and everything.
That's good. Do you like your job?
I love my job, yes. I realized that helping people is one of my fortes, and I didn't know that until I got to this job.
That's really good. If you like, do you plan on some point in your life, do you plan on retiring from that job, or do you just want to keep continuing that job going forward?
I think I'll continue until I retire because, I'm old, so might as well just stay there. It's interesting. It's every day. It's an everyday thing that you come up with different stories and different things. So yeah, I love it, and I think I will retire with this work.
Okay. Just to get off from a, to a different point. When did you first fall in love? Do you remember when your when you had your first true love?
Yes, I do. I think when I was like 18 years old.
18 years old?
18 years old for the first time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What lessons have you learned from relationships?
I have learned that you never end on, knowing a person or understanding a person until all these situations come up, and then, the person is completely different of what you thought. So I have learned that you cannot judge, like they say, you cannot judge the cat just for their stains. You have to really know the person in different situations and know how they're gonna react, and then you make a decision: do I really want to stay with a person that does this or does that?
Right.
Yeah.
So listen, just to get you to a more deeper question, I wanted to ask you, what do you believe the what do you think the American dream means to you? Like, what does the American dream mean to you?
American dream.
Yeah.
The American dream is, I think the American dream, I am foreign from this country, obviously, and I became a citizen 2 years back. I think the American dream is to have, to accomplish emotional and financial all together, meaning, you know, being married, have the kids, own your home, being financial stable. That's what I think the American dream is.
Do you think the American dream's been changing? Do you think that there's been changes in the past couple of years in your eyes? And if there was any changes, do you think?
It changed for me because I had the American dream going, and I don't have it anymore. So with that say, I think it has changed. No, I don't think it has changed. It's just my situation changed. But the American dream is the same. It's you know, that's the goal. Have your home, have your own family, have a job security and all that stuff. That in place makes the American dream.
Okay, and just one last question I wanted to ask you is, you were talking a lot about marriage and relationships. I wanted to ask if you had any advice for any young couples out there, what would you give them?
I would say don't jump into the commitment of marriage unless you are really sure about it, and not just because you are in love, because being in love and being in a long-term relationship is two different things. The in love and love somebody are two different things, and I think that that's the big mistake that we all do. Feeling in love and feeling, oh, this is the one, da da da, and then a year later you realize, oh no, this is not. So work through the being in love and infatuation, and then seeing what the other person is all about.
Okay. Alrighty then. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.